Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Praise the Lores podcast.
I'm big.
You heard the man. I'm back. The Praise the Lores podcast is back here with another installment of Music Mondays. It's been quite a while since I've talked to you guys, and just a lot of things have been going on in my personal life that have to be kind of taken care of. I feel like now I'm at a point where I can finally go back to doing what I like to do and focus on this and getting better and better and hoping that you guys listen and enjoy. That is what I want, and we're back, and I'm going to kick it off with MGK with, unfortunately, yeah, kicking off a thing about MGK might turn off some people because it's MGK and the man who switched genres because Eminem dissed him. He went to punk rock and utterly failed at that. He came out with another punk album this year, which sucked, sounded just like the last one, didn't bring anything new to the game, didn't bring anything new to music in general. He's just turned very whack. And there was a point where I did like MGK. I'm not going to lie. There was a point where I really enjoyed his music. I thought the Lace Up Movement was pretty good. But then, you know, he just, I mean, the one thing I'll give him a shout out, he's with Megan Fox. So shout out to that, because she's just a freaking diamond times two. But according to an interview that he did with, let me give the credit where credit is deserved here, Odyssey, it looks like he did an interview with the website Odyssey, and he said that he is going back to rap. And he plans to, yeah, according to the interview that he had with Kevin Kenny, MGK revealed that he plans to pivot back to hip-hop with his next album. I'm going to make a rap album for myself, MGK said. For no other reason, no point to prove, no chip on my shoulder. If I keep doing things to prove things to people, I'm going to, one, drive myself crazy, and two, not make a good product. Well, you haven't made a good product even when you're doing things for yourself, so that's just me. And I know a lot of other people agree, but so he, 2020, released Tickets to My Downfall. That was one of my worst albums of the year. And then 2022, this year, he released Mainstream Sellout, which is not a very good album. So you can kind of take it from there where it's going to be on the end of the year for me. And he just, and then also according to this, he wanted to make these albums. I need to now also make people miss that sound. Go back to 2012. I mean, you had a good-ass mixtape. You had a decent album. And then ever since then, it just kind of fell off. So why is this, why am I talking about this? Because it's just pretty pathetic that you leave rap where you weren't doing good. You go to punk where the punk scene now hates you and the rock scene hates you because you had shit going on with Corey Taylor and Slipknot and a whole bunch of other things. So now you're going to go back to rap, and it's not gonna go well. I don't think it's going to go very well just because his sales suck. The music sucks now. So I just think it's pretty fucking funny that he is attempting to come back to rap where you didn't really have much to go on anyway. But to each their own, MGK is quote-unquote back to rap. And now I'm going to go to another kind of serious thing. This LA Times article that I saw this past week, it says masks are off, COVID rates are up, and musicians are once again on edge about touring. So according to this article, written by August Brown of the LA Times, I think it, according, when I was reading it, it looked like it was a story from this concert goer, Liz Sanchez, an LA resident in her mid-20s, said that as she first walked through the gate to see headline acts like Harry Styles and Billie Eilish, this is at Coachella, the big music festival out in Cali, she felt nervous about returning to crowded music festivals, even outdoor ones. After hearing about Coachella lifting all of its COVID restrictions, I almost sold my ticket. My friends were determined to go, though. No one seemed to be worried about getting COVID-19. Well, Yes, COVID is still out there. It's always going to be out there. But you got to get back into reality and got to get back into life. If you don't want to go to concerts, don't go to concerts. But don't stop people like me who want to go back to concerts to get back to a regular living. I don't get it. The media just is filling us with this crap. And it's we need to go on and move the fuck on, please. That's why there's a... That's why we're all divided, too, is just the fear-mongering. But, like, you know, music is supposed to bring people together, man. And I don't know. If you want to go to a concert, go to a concert. If you don't, if you do, then go. You know, I'm going to be one of the people who go. I'm a young age. I'm in fairly decent health. I don't need to worry. But, you know, if you're worried, do you. But still, don't ruin it for the rest of the people. By the time she got home, going back to the article now, Sanchez feared that she had come down with more than post-fest exhaustion. I got tested a couple days later, and it was positive for COVID. I wish I wore a mask for at least part of the weekend. Again, everyone is going to get this, especially with that new Omicron. And everyone seemed to survive it too. But again, while fans have waited 2 years to fully cut loose at clubs, arenas, and festivals, some acts and public health experts are wondering if it's too soon to abandon safety measures. Again, you give us the option to wear the mask or you don't. You know, if you're comfortable in whatever you want to do with it, fine. But again, I think we're also a society where you're being told to do something you don't always want to listen, especially when it's the government who's not very trustworthy and just the media who's definitely not trustworthy. Trying to tell you what the moral good is, and the moral good is what you think is good. And if you think you're okay to go to concerts and you're not worried about it, then go. But don't stop it for the rest of us. That is my opinion on it, and I'm going to move on from it. I just thought that I would get this article out of the way because it was, quite frankly, bothering me when I was reading it. Just because, yes, I know I sound a little more ignorant in this, but I think you should be able to make your own decisions on it. We know what's out there. We know kind of how to go about it. And, you know, just live music is supposed to bring people together, like I said. And just it's a good distraction from everything else going on in the world right now. So please just don't take that away from us again. Really, don't take that away from us again. I mean, there are so many shows that I'm really trying to head to this year. Don't ruin it. Do not ruin it for us. Please, for the love of God, please do not ruin it for us. But again, your choice, that is what the beauty of America is, your choice. You know, obviously there's rules to follow by, but your choice on how you want to go forward with this, and that's my TED Talk, people. All right, we're going to move back on to the music aspect of it. Pusha T, King Push, came back with an album about 2 weeks ago now, and it was fantastic. If you haven't listened to Pusha T's solo catalog, I highly recommend it for any hip-hop fan. His solo catalog is so good. Since linking up with Good Music and Kanye, he always had good stuff with the Neptunes, Pharrell, all that. But since going solo, he has released project after project after project, four now, I believe, that have been all critically acclaimed, and his recent one is Almost Dry is no stranger to that. It received critical acclaim, as it should, because you need to listen to it. It's 12 songs. It's about 35 minutes and change, and the lyricism is so intricate and so good. Like, you have to sit back and listen more than just once to kind of get a lot of the things. That's just kind of how Push has always been. All the, you know, if you're in the drug rap, you're in the drug rap. It is what it is. But I just think as a rapper, he holds it down. He's always so on point with his pen game. The beat selection is great. Kanye had really good beats on this. Pharrell had really good beats on it. The one song, Neck and Wrist, with Jay-Z, I didn't like it first, and then it just grew on me. Like, it's just, it's a solid cut. Solid production. Pusha T is just never not on point. So that is a highly recommended album. It's Almost Dry. I highly recommend it for any hip-hop fan who's just a true fan of lyricism and really just great beats, and because just the production on top of it. makes any record incredible, but when you're with two of the greatest to kind of ever do it, and then you're one of the greatest rappers to ever do it in terms of the lyricism and the punchlines and stuff, highly recommend it. It's Almost Dry by Pusha T. It's been out April 22nd, I believe, was the release date. And yeah, so just go ahead and go listen to it. My recommendation. And then Future came back, you know, Hendrix, Future Hendrix came back with his new album just this past Friday with the album I Never Liked You. And quite frankly, I gave it, usually how I listen to albums is I listen to about 3 to 4 listens, you know, first listen, get hyped, okay, second listen, get really more into hearing the lyrics, third listen, get everything in between, kind of the messaging, and then the fourth listen, really get down to what I think an album should be and what it sounds like in my eyes. And I'm going to tell you, it was kind of mid. I mean, the opener was really good, 7:12 p.m., that was a very good opener. And then he's got the one with Kanye. I'm getting up the track list right here. I still got to learn the names and everything. So 7:12 p.m., great opener. The one with Kanye, Keep It Burning. Kanye came in hungry. I love his bar about Kamala and Joe Biden. And just kind of like, oh, they haven't done anything. I agree. And then he's got a Puffin' on Zooties was a really good track. Wait For You with Drake and Thames. Future and Drake, the chemistry is always just kind of always there. So no surprise there. Chickens with ESTG. Voodoo with Kodak Black. And I normally don't fuck with anything on Kodak Black, but that was a good song. The I'm On One with Drake was okay. Way Things Going. So, okay, I say mid because his last album I thought was much better. This is just, I don't know. Some of the beats were hard, especially the first one. Kanye, that was a great one. So I'd say I give it a 6.5 out of 10. I guess, yeah, mid to okay range. But Future, he's always just been such a hit and miss kind of dude with me. I mean, I'm going to sit here and say he is a legend just in terms of he's kept it consistent with trap music, and I think his style has always just been good in trap. And he's a very good feature artist. He brings energy, but sometimes he just hits and misses. Like DS2 is a solid album. His last album was good, but then he's had some duds, just like everybody has. I mean, this was his 9th studio album. You're gonna have some duds. I mean, Eminem had Revival, and Nas had what the hell was that? Nostradamus was terrible. So, I mean, you know, legends are going to have really crappy projects. And this was not a crappy project by any stretch of the imagination. It was just a very mid project, 6.5 out of 10 in my book. Had some nice quality cuts. But as a whole album, I just thought could have been much, much better than what you're kind of used to out of Future. So that being said, I Never Liked You. Not true. I kind of liked you. So 6.5 out of 10. Go listen to Future's new album. And then go and stick into the new album range. Action Bronson, the Queens, New York rapper, who is, to me, sounds like the white Ghostface killer. Always have said that. He's always been very good on his pen game. He's just a very different lyricist, very different aspect to how you look at rap. And he came back with a new album called Cocodrillo Turbo. Pretty solid track list. He had Rock Marciano on 2 tracks. He had Mayhem Lauren. And he had Conway the Machine, who I am going to talk about this song that he had with Conway. The song was called, let me get it back, Tong Po, if I'm pronouncing it right, hopefully. Again, Bronson brought on some really good lyricism. I kind of like the Craig Biggio line he had in there. And then comes Conway, Conway of Griselda fame. You've heard me constantly talk about him. He's always on point. He's one of the best rappers out right now. Him and the Griselda boys are just always dropping some heat. It's always just something good. But there's this one, His one verse was so good, I thought. So I'm going to read a lot of the bars that I thought were like, oh, shit, and go from there. Now I beat up mics like Shaq and Penny, Magic, talk to him. Remember, we really had shit now. I'm fucking the skinny actress. She liked them Rihanna panties. I order her a Fenty package. And then this, the Shaq and Penny line with the Magic. Clever. Easy, but clever, I thought. And then coming from him, just kind of like the cadence of it. And then this line was my fucking favorite of the album. Just because of how the world became, he was one of the reasons why the world became the way it is right now in terms of the COVID hysteria. I feel like Cuomo. I see titties. I'm like, let me grab them. Come here. Didn't I say I'm not a pervert? I'm just half Italian. I was dying laughing when I heard that. I had to go back and be like, he really said that? And I fucking loved it because of the whole sexual harassment thing and just kind of like the fall from grace that he deserved. And it's just Conway coming with the bars, man. Always coming with the bars. Just his delivery, perfect. It's just no other rapper I could have seen saying a line like this and kind of getting away with it as good as he did. So, yeah, that was Tong Po, Action Bronson, and Conway the Machine. Pretty solid album, too. The intro was good. Hound Dog, Jaguar's a good song. Again, he had two songs with Rock Marciano, who's another good New York rapper, kind of underground. So give that one a listen. I think that's a pretty solid hip-hop album. Again, I haven't really heard many good kind of other releases at this point. I mean, the year is still so young. We're only in May by the time of this recording. So we still got a long way. And also, there's just been a lot of other good albums released this year, too. Denzel Curry, I think, has come out with a really great album, Melt Your Eyes, See Your Future. That's another one I highly recommend. Conway released his Shady Records debut, another solid listen. Benny the Butcher, Tana Talk 4. Again, a lot of great, great hip-hop releases this year. And yeah, just a lot of good, you know, there's always good music every year, but just lately, the stretch of what Griselda's been doing over the last couple of years has been fantastic. And they keep it up. I mean, Tana Talk 4 was great. Benny on top of his game. Conway on top of his game. You know, I'm hoping to see Westside release something too. But, again, a lot of good music out and then a lot of good music coming. And I cannot wait for what's to come next for just so many artists going forward. Like, I know we got the Jack Harlow album coming out, which I thought his first, well, not the first single, Nail Tech was mid. I thought the First Class song was pretty good with that nice chopped up Fergie sample from Glamorous, which is a classic early 2000s song. I thought he did good on that. You know, he just makes kind of laid, chill back music, and he shouldn't get the hate that kind of sometimes he gets, but that's coming out, I believe, next week. I gotta look at the release date. And then we got motherfucking Kendrick Lamar coming back. When that news dropped, it broke Twitter. It broke my mind because I've been waiting for a new Kendrick album since 2017, since Damn. He held us over with a couple of songs that he was with Baby Keem on Baby Keem's debut album. That was it, though. I mean, you haven't really heard much of Kendrick, but now we're getting a new Kendrick album May 13th, and I cannot friggin' wait, man. It's gonna be fantastic. Can't wait to talk about that when it comes out. Music is looking good for the year. Thank God there's music to just talk about and kind of get away from all the bullshit. I'm very, very much serious, and I'm going to dig that point until it's into the ground. And, yeah. So, I want to end the comeback show on kind of a high note. It's an artist that is whack as fuck, and he's a dickhead, but 6ix9ine. I saw a video. First, it was posted by Royce the 5'9", and then I went on 6ix9ine's Instagram. And I guess he's been doing this for a little while, but I saw this one, and I thought it deserved to be talked about. He was out in Mexico. I think I'm going to actually play the clip for you guys, but he was out in Mexico, and he was giving money back to just kind of people that need it out there. it's a, you know, Mexico is a poor country and he's out there helping people whatever way he can. So I'm going to give him points and props for that. The music is whack as always. I know he came out with a new song and it sucked as always. But I had to give 6ix9ine his props on this one, honestly. So I'm going to play the clip from his Instagram of him giving the money, and then I'm going to talk about it.
Remember yesterday when I told you guys I'm going to try to give away $50,000 every week to somebody completely random? Well, today I have $1 million. I have $1 million here in pesos, which is equivalent to $50,000 U.S. I'm on my way to the airport. I'm leaving Mexico. I've stopped by here where I see this. This is how people live in Mexico in these conditions. We're going to give this random family $1 million.
And then as the video goes on, obviously the rest is kind of in Spanish, but basically the reaction of them is very pure and real. So that's awesome. Shout out to 6ix9ine for that. And whenever, I know he does more moves like that, but this one really caught my eye, even because other people were talking about it and actually giving him props. So good for him. Thank God for that. I mean, at least use your money wisely and give it to people that really need it, especially in the way that some of these countries have been. It's just good for them. I mean, good for him and good for that family who is probably going to help them for a long little while just because of how much money goes differently in other countries. So, you know, shout out to 6ix9ine for that. Unfortunately, you still make shitty music, but I'm going to give you your props on that one. And yeah, so we're back, people. Music Monday's back. Praise the Lord's podcast is back, baby. I look forward to keep going and getting better and having you guys listen, and hopefully we can grow and get from there. But shout out to you guys. Thank you for all listening. I'm glad to be back, and keep on listening, people.